happened to the monitor? Sacrifice of praise into your house this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that because of what Messiah Yeshua has done for us, we can come before you unafraid, just as we are. And we thank you, Lord, even for those who don't know you personally, that you know them personally, Lord. You know each one of us. You knit us together in our mother's wombs because you loved us and you wanted to spend time with us, Lord. You wanted to spend eternity with us, Lord. And we thank you that eternity began the moment we were created.
Yeah.
thank you and we bless your name. For it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O God Most High, to proclaim your love and faithfulness all the day.
Thank you. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Hallelujah.
He shall reign over all the earth. 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 He shall reign over all the earth.
Even inside our hearts and minds, we thank you, Lord, that you reign.
Lord, because you are perfect in all of your ways to us, and because we mess up on so many levels, we couldn't even keep track of it, Lord. And we're glad, Lord, that as we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive them, and you don't keep track of them either.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord, we just give all for you.
And
Just lay it all before you this morning. All our worries, all our false notions of who we are, all our hopes and dreams, all our struggles, we lay them at your feet.
says in the book of Hebrews that we have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. In the book of Matthew, Yeshua said to some people who were critical of him and his disciples, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry, he and his companions, how he entered the house of God, and they ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those with him, but for the priests alone?" In some way, David was participating in what we now participate in when we take the Lord's table, because in David's lifetime, he was guilty of terrible things, yet God spared him. And he was a man after God's own heart. I think there's a way in which he was partaking of this table before its time. Yeshua said, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." So we can come before the Father through the Son and partake in this altar, that those who do not accept him are not part of. So prepare yourselves and come and partake from that altar.
Myself to you on the altar lay. Spirit, come and fill so that I can more follow and obey.
Celebrate you, Lord God Almighty.
Spirit.